Hi, everybody. It's Dr. K here. I'm excited to be here with you today because today I want to talk to you about what mental block might be stopping you from really embracing that fitness feeling, that feel-good feeling, that feeling of I can. And you know what? We all have negative experiences in life that lead towards emotional blocks, and they can take place in so many different ways, from being picked on in gym class to buying a pair of clothes and that, or a pair of jeans and they don't fit right, and then one day they do, and then another day they don't, and then you see somebody else wearing the same darn pair of jeans, and it really bothers you. You know, it bothers you because they look so good in them, and you don't, and it's never going to be you. Well, that's a load of crap. Excuse me, pardon my French. But the bottom line is, you need to be proud of yourself and accomplished, and feel like you really are doing something positive in life. Embrace that fitness feeling. I want you to reset. I want you to take your mindset, erase all the negativity that you've experienced before, and I want you to start over today. What would happen if today was the first day of your life and you knew everything that you knew previously that you've learned throughout your lifetime and you could put it all together into one? How would you live? How would you live if tomorrow were the last day of your life? Would you live very differently? Would you want to have high energy? Would you want to say the right things to the right people? Would you want to feel like you're at your best? All other things aside, all diseases, all everything else you could think of aside, family stresses, anything else, you probably would want to embrace every moment that you have. You probably would want to say to yourself and to all your loved ones how much you love yourself and how much you love them for supporting you all these years. You probably would want to look your children in the eye and say to them, I'll be here for you. And I know I'll be here for you because I'm willing to put the effort forth. Embrace the feeling. Embrace the feeling. Embrace the feeling. You're powerful. You're capable. You have potential. And you can reap that potential if what you do is reset your mind. You know, emotional instability is normal. It's natural. It doesn't mean that you're mentally ill. It means that you live a normal life and you get stressed and affected. And you know what? If you do, and you're listening to this, that probably means you're human and you care about other people and you care about yourself. So instead of getting down on yourself, why not just sort of spin that around and be like, man, I really care about myself. I care about myself so much I'm making myself sick about it. All right, well, if you care about yourself that much, use that positivity, I care feeling, and jump forward into your future. It's easier than you think. You see, if you do a little bit every day, well, that little bit turns into a little bit a couple times a day. And then that little bit a couple times a day turns into a little bit several times a day. If you decide to park further away, they'll tell you, that's activities of daily living, that's ADLs. Forget about it. Do it anyways. Don't let somebody tell you that doesn't count. I know, fine, that's not burning a lot of calories, but it is embracing the feeling. It's embracing the feeling of I can, I'm not too lazy, and because I didn't work out today, I don't deserve to have to walk a little bit further, or even if I do, it's not going to make up for it. Forget about it. Instead, take the extra steps. Move your body. Feel good. Rejuvenate. Take a deep breath. Walk outside when you're busy. Take a moment to yourself. Ponder your thought. Get into a quiet room or listen to music. Find that happy, special, peaceful place and go there. But go there regularly. If it helps you to write it all out, write it all out. You know, I love writing poetry. It's something that I've nearly forgotten to do in the last couple of years as my life got busy. But I just started doing it again. And you know what that is? For me, that's therapy. For me, that's what I need to be able to jump forward the next day with my best foot forward. No pun intended, and be able to put my max into everybody and anything around me. Through that feeling, through that sort of negotiated ability within yourself to say, I'm trying, you can conquer any task that you want. It's time that you put your differences aside between the people in the gym that seem to be able to perform better than you. And it's time that you say to them or you say to yourself, I don't care, I'm trying and I'm going to do my best. Embrace that fitness feeling. Embrace the feeling of I'm healthy. Believe in yourself like you've never believed in yourself before because this matters. It really matters and it's easier than you think. You see, if you stop struggling, if you start saying to yourself, I can, and you repeat that, I don't care if you have to look yourself in the mirror and practice affirmations 1,000 times a day to tell yourself, I am a fit and healthy person. I have high energy and I believe in myself. Whatever you need to do, that works. This stuff works. Plant the seed in your brain. Tell yourself how much potential you have. Tell yourself what you plan on doing with it. and use that momentum every day to do it one more time and build upon it. Before you know it, in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, because you've practically made it a ritual, an ingrained part of your schedule, to tell yourself how important you are to yourself, you'll be there. You'll be there, and you'll embrace the feeling, and you'll actually, for once, be able to take yourself from wherever you are to the next level. And this doesn't only apply to fitness. You see, this applies to all facets of life, and I have to remind myself of it. I'm not perfect, but I'm here to be able to teach you what I know. What works for me that allows me to live a more fit lifestyle, allows me to be happier, and allows me to be successful in my career, in my family life, and in my health. You see, I come from a family with plenty of background of disease and joint pains and all kinds of things. And if I sat there and I said to myself, oh, you know, my genes have got me and there's nothing I can do and I'm going to have a heart attack or stroke or cancer or I'm going to have a bad back or a bad knee or a bad elbow or, you know, I'm not going to be able to walk around the block or climb up the stairs or before I know it, I'm going to have 13 surgeries just like everybody else has, I would be living that. I would be creating my own reality. So stop it. Stop it right now. Embrace the fitness feeling. You deserve to live healthy, and you can live healthy, and it all starts with the first step. And then take that step one more time tomorrow. And then the third day, take it twice. And the fourth day, take it twice again. The fifth day, maybe three times. And if you do 2 minutes of exercise per bout a couple times a day, guess what? That adds up to 10. Okay? And with 10 minutes of exercise, that's 10 minutes you didn't used to do. You know, with the ab strength guide, 10 minutes of exercise is all you need. In 10 minutes, you can sculpt your body. You can look great. And you know what the best part about that is? You know, we talk cosmetics all the time because people are interested. They want to look better. They want the mirror body. And I understand. But you know what it really boils down to me? You know when it became acceptable to me to help people achieve that goal instead of just trying to convince them to be healthy? When I realized, when I took a step back and I said, you know what? What's been my motivation to lose weight when I was heavy in my life? Well, my motivation was I felt socially awkward. And I looked in the mirror and I saw a change. And when I saw a change, my self-confidence grew. And I embraced the fitness feeling. And from there's no turning back. So whatever it is, figure it out. Write it down. What will motivate you first? And then what is the bigger motivation? I want you to write both of those motivations down. And whatever the smaller motivation is that will get you going, I want you to take that. Use it in the smallest dose possible so you don't overwhelm yourself. Okay? So you don't feel like I can't. Feel like I can. And if you find that you couldn't, say to yourself, I did. I did something. I did more than I used to. Okay? And if you're already at a great fitness level, I want you to ask yourself, where can you go from here? It's never enough. Okay? This is about lifestyle. This is about you being a healthy and loving person to everybody around you. And the best way to do that is through stress management, through exercise, through strengthening, through increased energy at the beginning and end of your day, through increased oxygen delivery all over your body with better circulation, through increased nutrition or better nutrition, through nutrient delivery to all the important places in your body and vital organs that need it, through endorphin release that allows you to regulate your hormones so that you can feel normal and balanced in life. You know, if you haven't been dosing yourself with this, it's no wonder you don't feel balanced. It's impossible to. We crave this stuff. Just feed your body. Feed your body. Remember, food is fuel and exercise is fire. And in order to burn that blue flame, you're going to have the perfect combination of fuel and fire. You need to be able to feed yourself a reasonable diet that you can sustain for a long period of time, something that you enjoy eating. And then you need to supplement that with proper exercise. And when I'm saying proper exercise, let's cut out all of the grunt work. Let's cut it all out. If you don't love huffing and puffing, I don't care. Don't huff and puff. Go at your own pace, but do something. Get up and move, get up and move, get up and move. Be the example for your children and your children's children. Teach them that movement is good. Teach them a society where watching TV for 3 or 4 hours a day isn't acceptable, even if it's your favorite hobby, without standing up once an hour for 5 minutes, stretching, doing yoga, getting up, doing some squats or some lunges or some push-ups. Do something to really convince yourself that you're capable of movement, that you're going to burn the calories, and that it's important to you for mental and physical stability to be able to remain active at all times, even if in small doses. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dr. K. I thought today's audio was so important to give you because I think many times we lose sight of the fact of how well we're doing and how important this stuff really is at the heart of it. Forget the 5 pounds. If that helps you get started, great. Okay? Forget the sculpted abs. Yeah, I can get them for you. Go ahead. Take the free trial. Ab Strength Guide. You'll get them. You'll get them. I can't get it completely for you. I can give you all the tools. I can lead the horse to water. But you're going to have to take it to that next level. And the best way to do it consistently and not just for a month is to believe in yourself. So stop struggling. Embrace that fitness feeling. That's all I've got to say today. I hope you have a wonderful day. And I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.